Okay, so we left off yesterday with the different mitzvahs of tzedakah. What's brought down the pesukim is that one could separate money in the beginning of the year. Let's say he visions that this year he'll make $10,000. So in the beginning of the year he can separate $1,000 for meiser, even though he didn't make the $10,000 yet, and then give from that $1,000 throughout the year to aniyim, taking it off from the meiser account. Or Rav Leih goes a step further and says, if let's say at the end of the year you did not make the $10,000, so then the remaining amount you could put on the cheshbon of next year also.
But it is tzedakah.
Yeah.
You can't
and meiser, right?
Right.
Oh,
saying, right.
Once separated, so then right. That gets in sale because the darim and all that.
Right.
You say the neder, right?
You said roll it over to the next.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I'll die. Right.
We'll see where this idea of a year or half year come from. We'll get back to also. Now, there's a Rambam Pish Mishnah. So the Rambam writes that in Masechta Avos, Perek Gimel. So he says over there that it's better that a person should give out small donations than one large donation, because it's Oyron is a Midas and a Divas. The Bach also discusses it. However, a Blay over here in Perek Gimel, Ha'orot HaZayin, Rav Leih says that it would seem to him, he says, even though Svara makes sense, however, right, he says, and then to give it all to one. He says, however, if let's say you would give a certain amount to one onion, that would be enough for him to live. So then it would make sense that you give to this Ani to get him on his feet, to help him be able to continue, to get him out of his poverty, to stand him up. However, if the amount you're giving him is not what's going to give him lahachis, so then it would make sense to give out small amounts to different Ani. Akoban, the Nikud is that, and then he quotes Al Dachrin Mosa, quotes the Rabbim. The yisod here is that even though you write mitzad echad, it does make sense to give out small amounts because that's ma'iri midas and the divas, and it's also you're giving to many aniyim. But sometimes there could be a situation where giving one large sum to one ani may be adif, because this is what's going to get him out of his aniyas and help him be able to go further.
So he's a pesham because there's two separate people, because they maaser, then the king they maaser.
So he happens to be coming off those, he follows those din they discuss him at they maaser. But he's going even after he said that ani that's already horgo laksach the pesach, where the kuliyam there's no chiv on the yachid they maaser, but still there may be this din of helping him out. What I mean to say, so therefore the acheshbon could be made that maybe this time it's worthwhile giving a large sum to this ani, because this is what's going to do it.
Only right. The manager, but a large sum.
Again, yeah. No. Yeah. Otherwise, it's better
like
to give
point.
It. Right. I don't know about no point, but otherwise, there is an inyan, you know, of divining it out. Right. The Gemara Tainis over there by Aser to Sasha. So Tosis quotes a Sifri. Aser to Aser is called Tavua Zaracha. That's the pasuk by Maisa Tavua. Hayoyte Aser the Shanashan. Tosis on the Tesam and Al. Says the Sifri, Ain li al Tavua Zaracha Shechai be Maisa. I might have thought it's only Tavua from Yezera. Ribis pragmatia, choshar revoch menayim. How do I know that this is the maisa from interest that you get, obviously, beheter, or business, or other profits? Tamloime es kol. Tavimotzi lemeima es tivuascha my kol. Rabbis ribis a pragmatia, choldovashim aviach. So Sifri is teaching us over here that there's a din over here, this chashan Sifri, that just like my maisa tivua, even if you don't have a need, you need to look for them to give to them. So too, by Maisek Safim, you need to give them the Maisek. But from what am I giving the Maisek from? So what we see over here is that there's a din from business, from profit they made in business. The Pesach can bring that also. Let's say someone gets a Yerusha, someone Yashin's money, even though the father already took off Maisa from this, but to him it's a harvacha. There's a discussion about someone who finds a metziah. Let's say he finds a veda of money, and he found money, and there's no simin, and money doesn't have simin in a way that you're allowed to keep that money. So pashtas, you're just marviach. So they bring down a Raven Yoina, Sefir Raven Yoina, and others that is a chiv. You are marviach, even though it's not business, but you're marviach, it's like Yerusha. You're marviach, so you need to take my soul from there. Chaim Kanievsky has famous shtickle that if you find the money, now you decide, if Nimishur said, then I'm going to give it back. So Ben Rabbanan, trust him that he lost it, I'm going to give it back to him. I found $50,000, so now I'm going to give it back to him. So Pshaz, I found that I'm allowed to keep it. Says Chaim Kanievsky, you're going to take off my soul, $5,000. Now, if I go and I return it to him, I can return the full $5,000. He also has to take off $5,000. So now you both have to take off $5,000. However, Rav Leib talks about it, Rav Leib brings down other Maramakimis on this, and other places can hold that if when you picked it up, you had that. So even if later on you decide that you're going to be the Pnimi Shur Sadin to return it, so then you're not hyped to take off Maisa. Because you only picked up to return it, to give it back to person, giving it back.
The
shaila is on the second person. But the second person will now have to take off my sister. Dad already. The same shaila comes up if, let's say, something was stolen, someone stole a wallet, and then it was returned to the person. So you have to clear years, you know, but then it was returned. Do I need to take off myself for that? Or what other case? There's someone lost, someone stolen. So do I have to take off from that? So over here, the Ashari is that could depend on how long it was lost from you. If it was lost and then you just got it back, so you didn't really lose it yet. But if Taka was lost and all of a sudden, a year later, they call you up and they say they found it, so then that's a metzia. So then you would have to take off.
In the case where the first person who found it had to take off and then he gives it back, so the second guy has to take off from what he would have gotten after the first guy takes off his meiser.
If the first guy only returned the 45, so that's what he got back.
If he didn't take off the 45, you said he didn't take off the 5,000, but he's mechuyev to take it off.
Right.
The other guy has to take off from the 50,000 or from 45.
Whatever he got back, he got metzia.
Even though the first guy has to take off 5.
It's just like Yerusha, his father took off also from it.
When you say he got shleikedin,
yeah, but in the case of shleikedin, he didn't take it off and he returned the 50.
Yeah, so.
Let's say
but he's ready mechuyev to take
it
off.
He got 50 in his pocket, he has 50.
But 55 of this is supposed to be taken off from the
supposed
first guy.
Supposed to? What are you supposed to? That's his chesed. He has to find 5,000 to give the stuck in it. He decided to be nice. He gave back 50. Should have taken off 5 and told the guy, right?
Also, it's how the shas that's when he was out. So you can lose it later.
So that's another question. Let's say someone gains and then they lost it right after. Right, do you have to take off? So a lot of person again use this hashar also. If you found you received it and within a short time you lost it, you never really had it. But if I had it, what? So a lot of this, yeah, it's true. I'm gonna get to this point also. A lot of these shilas, the mashal, the next shilah also. Let's say I get a present from a present. So we say, Rabbi Chassid, we say the cash presents you take off my sibling, but the items. That you don't have to take. You don't have to evaluate it and take off mice. Where does all this come from? And what gives us the right to make these... So this goes back to what we mentioned yesterday. Machlek is if it's the rice of the Rabbana or Minik. Halach la mice of Roiv Paiskin Paskin, that's Minik. Now, Minik doesn't mean... Now, Minik has a few meanings to it. Number one, Minik means that it's an old-time Minik. And the Rambam says it goes back to Yitzchak. And the Rive, it says, it goes by Tavram Avinu, and we find by Yaakov, it's an old-time minik. And the Sabsefer says a minig is even more chomer because once it's a minig shenogu barabin, the Shulchan Aruch in Aridei Reish Yudalit says there becomes a nedeshu the barabin, which is a daraisa now. So it'll flip back into a daraisa. But what it does do is it allows us to formulate the chiyuv kefi the minik. So there's a lot of dinim over here that we find in Hilchos Ma'aseh Kesafim, which is pashut because this is the minik. The minik is to give him the cash presents and not from the item presents. The minik is also that if it was found and returned. So even though theoretically it would make sense what Rav Chaim Kanner is saying, but it gives us that leeway to say that this is the meaning and this is our hash'aru. It gives us more room to move within it.
Didn't Yaakov take off Miser also from the animals?
Yep, that's a good question. Some Sefer talks about it, right? He says if you learn the Raisa, so then you're going to have to take off from that also. But if it's only a minig, so then once it's a minig, we can formulate it. That's what I'm saying. The minig we find over there, but we're not formulating exactly how we found it.
So when was it formulated?
It's not so clear because we find the Chavos Yoyer, we find in others that there were places that were not even Mekabel this minik. That's why someone came to a blog when I was there and said that his family, they don't have the minik. So say, you don't have the minik to give up my son. But if there were places and families that didn't have the minik. Therefore, the person writes, or Blood writes also, that before you start giving Maisa, you should say Blin Nedar. Why? Because the halach is as follows. That, let's say I didn't give off Maisa until today. Today I'm starting to give Maisa. Do I have to go retroactively to figure out how much money I made in the past and take off Maisa from then? No. Because it's a minig, the minig is starting today. But from today onwards, if I will forget to take off Maisa, then I'm going to have to give Maisa afterwards, because I was ready to recover the minig. But if I say Blin Neda, so that's what he said. He said, if you didn't know it was a minig, then you start from today. That's what you start from today. Because that gives us the leeway to start from today. But once you knew it was a minig, you start. So therefore, they also bring down, he brings down, one should say really Blin Neda in the beginning. So it's a funny type of thing, Lemaisa. We're saying it's a minig which has a certain chayma to it, because it's an old-time minig. It could be even goes up to the Dag of the Raisa, but at the same time, there is a certain leeway.
Did we miss it?
What?
Did we all get Maisa? Did we miss that moment?
What?
Did we all get Maisa? Did we miss that moment?
So Pashas, you could even say for each time you separate that, it will help us also, because we'll have a discussion, what could I use the Maisa money for? That also, because if you look at the Sifri Kipshutai, and those that learn the Raisa, As the many achrenim say that if it's the raisa or even the rabbana, you have to give it dafke taniyin.
I think sifri say amoli ter.
What?
Isn't sifri say amoli ter?
Sifri, yeah. So
we'll
have to define that. We'll get to that as a separate discussion. But again, over there also, because you know, if you lose the raisa the rabbana, then we have to take the dimyun of the sifri to tvuz zaracha very kipshute to aniyin. Maybe befrat amalia Torah and things like that, but once it's a mini grade, then we can formulate it for mitzvahs and things like that. We'll discuss that. Well,
who says it's meiser honey? Maybe it's meiser sheni.
But because the pasuk over there is called, what's the pasuk over there is called to aser das, because it was zarachet zeh sadeh shana talking about. Meiser rishon. It's a meiser rishon, meiser honey.
Okay. No, it's both.
It's what
it is, no.
It's a bubble. The marshal, fine, we'll get to it. You're right, okay, we'll get to it. I'll tell you the moment comes there. Okay, so today we discussed a person can take off ahead of time. From what he has to take off is from Harvachis. We'll give him a farish this a little more. What is he in a Revach? Right, what gets complicated is also in investments, stocks. Ups and downs and ups and downs. Like, so at what point do you do that? And, okay, we'll get back to it a little more. Okay, fine.